Renowned experts discuss women's greatest lifetime triumphs and challenges right here, right now, with your hosts and CEO of EmpowHer.com, Michelle King-Robeson, and top doc, Pamela Peek, MD. It's Her Radio, the naked truth about women.
All right, Michelle, it is holiday time, and I just know how much you cook. Just kidding, okay? And empty refrigerator, folks. And what's really facing so many of us out there is just the junk that holiday time. And yeah, I'm on a quest and a mission to turn that junk into delicious, tasty, healthy food without even saying the word healthy. And boy, have we got someone on board to help us. And this is someone who is close to my heart. Michelle, I'm going to be sharing the whole world. Natalia Hancock. Now, Natalia is a registered dietitian and a chef. That means she's a culinary nutritionist. This is a rare bird, someone who really knows how to cook and understands how to maintain the integrity of the ingredients. And she is with a wonderful group called Sanitas Per Escom, SPE, or Health Through Nutrition, based up in New York City. And believe it or not, she is the mastermind of the food plan and all the recipes in my book, The Hunger Fix, all about food addiction, binging, and overeating. Natalia, welcome. Let's bring it on for Natalia.
Thank you, Dr. Peek.
Oh, we're so happy to have you, Natalia. Now, let me ask you, my first question is, number one, everybody needs to read The Hunger Fix. But, Natalia, did you bake that cupcake that's on the cover of my book?
That was not mine, actually. I could have
done it. I was hoping it was, and that I was really not fattening and had all the great ingredients in it.
Oh, my gosh. No, actually, we ended up having an entire cupcake photo shoot for my cover for The Hunger Fix. We had to find the perfect cupcake that was just going to make you grab that cover and rip it off. So, listen, Natalia, this is an SOS from everyone out here trying to figure out how to substitute out the junk for some really cool stuff when you're looking at holiday fare. Hit it. Come on. Let's give it. Okay. Give us some hope here.
All right. Well, Dr. Peek, when you think about the holidays, it's kind of, you know, it's difficult because there's some people who are so attached to those favorite traditional recipes, and you can't, you know, you can't change one of those ingredients just a little bit. So sometimes there's definitely ways to make things healthier, but there's also some things that you should do in the beginning. For a huge holiday meal, be it Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, it's a good idea to not throw out a huge spread of appetizers. Or if you're going to go out for the appetizers, only have a couple, because to fill up and then wait a little bit and then have a huge meal followed by dessert, that's just a recipe for disaster already. So don't bulk up in the beginning. Maybe have a couple nuts or, you know, maybe, you know, a piece of cheese with a cocktail. That's always a good way to start. So let's take a look at those dishes that are, you know, known to be super packed with calories. I'm thinking like eggnog, cheesecake, pecan pies, scalloped potatoes, all those dishes that have tons and tons of fat and tons of calories. Now, food can taste good. You don't need all of that fat. We're thinking, you know, stuffing and mashed potatoes, but there's definitely ways to make them healthier.
Tell us how to do that.
All right. Well, also, I like to be positive as a dietitian. We're known to say no to everything, but also let's take a look at the dishes that already are healthy. So oftentimes, there's the shrimp cocktail plate out, smoked fish, oysters, fresh fruit and veggie crudités. That's a great place to start. Turkey breast, really great protein. It's low in fat, and then the calories are lower. Wine is cocktails, tons of calories there. Just having plain wine without like spiked eggnog or something like that is much better choice. Pumpkin pie, that's also a safe choice. So let's talk, okay, what's the number one dish, I think, at holidays? One of them has to be mashed potatoes. Mm-hmm. You guys love mashed potatoes?
Oh, yeah. Okay, talk to me about mashed potatoes. Come on.
Okay. So typically, there's tons of sour cream, there's butter, you know, regular cream poured in there. So what you could do just to make them healthier is you can try using a chicken stock or a vegetable stock. They don't have any calories in them, pretty much. You can use that as your liquid, along with some Greek yogurt, zero-fat Greek yogurt. It's this wonderful product. I wish I, you know, had stock in one of those companies. It gives great mouthfeel. It does everything that sour cream does and has a great flavor, too, but it's like just a fraction of the calories. And if you
Fantastic.
Do that, put some stock, you can use some olive oil, and you're going to use a little bit of butter, and then season with salt and pepper. You're going to get a great-tasting mashed potato that has great texture, and it's much,
Excellent.
Much healthier.
Okay, what else are other foods we can switch out here?
You want to switch out. I'm thinking of stuffing. Stuffings can be, I have a family favorite that's made every year, and it's full fat sausage, white bread, and ground meat, and all of the fat is in there. And so,
okay, do you like, go ahead and just reserve your room in the cardiac?
I'm just
asking here.
You know,
I know Michelle's salivating. It's like, what's wrong
I can't wait.
I don't see anything wrong.
You know what? I'm not completely, I kind of like, you have a plan. You look at the Thanksgiving table. You look at all of those dishes that are full of cream and extra fat. And you know what? Maybe you want to try a little. So you put a little bit of those on your plate because you know it comes around once a year. So a little bit goes on the plate. Instead of doing three layers of all those decadent foods, try taking a little bit at first so you're not unbuttoning your, you know, your pants at the end of the meal to make room. But so for stuffing can actually be really, really healthy. I did Thanksgiving last year in North Carolina, and I wanted to do something special. So we did a wild rice stuffing. Now, wild
Ooh.
Rice, full of fiber. It's a whole grain. We did some wild rice. We did a lot of fresh thyme in there. We did onions and garlic, and then I did some dried cranberries, unsweetened. And then we did some apple and then celery and onion and some carrot. And that's really healthy. You didn't need all the sausage and all the butter and all of the bread in there. And it came out delicious. And
well,
also,
you know, there's something else that comes with this, too. And I remember talking to Michelle about this when I did a great interview on the Hunger Fix for Empower Her. And we did it together, of course. And it's about how to curb carb cravings. You know, people are always just, you know, running off at the mouth, trying to, you know, control and rein in their impulsivity around, you know, a lot of the sweet stuff and whatever. But what you just mentioned was interesting. It's protein as well as fiber. When you have protein and fiber together, it really kills carb cravings. It feels so satiating. So you have much less of a drive to, you know, go to all those foods that you feel like you're so addicted to. And so I remember when you gave us a food plan for the Hunger Fix, oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
You just have tremendous creativity when it comes to putting together long-acting carbs like the rice as well as protein and fiber.
Whole grains, yeah.
You got it. Got
the
it. Love
grains,
it.
Yeah.
Absolutely love
so that's
it.
That's another idea.
Dessert. Help us with dessert. Help us.
Yes,
is
dessert.
Is there a dessert
that
works?
Yeah. Well, I mean, pumpkin pie. It's basically pumpkin. It is sweetened a little bit, but that is your safest bet if you're at a holiday party where they're not cooking it. Yes,
Yay.
That would be a suggestion. Another idea is to do baked stuffed apples. That's a great
Ooh.
Idea. You just take out the core and stuff it with some fruit and some nuts and some oats and a little bit of sugar, maybe a little bit of butter, and it's perfect.
I absolutely love that. And, you know, you can even learn more if you go to Natalia's wonderful website for SPE, SPECertified.com, SPECertified.com, and you could learn even more about this fabulous program, Health Through Nutrition. Natalia, we cannot thank you enough. We're still savoring the flavoring that you brought up. Thank you so much for coming with us.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. One of the other things I do is I use a smaller plate because that way I can't pack as much food on. And then I wear stretch pants. So there we have it. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. This is Michelle King Robeson with Dr. Pam Peek. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter @YourRadioMD. Stay well.